Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Hubb. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Well, welcome to this edition of Meet the People of MCB. And we have a very special guest again this week here on Meet the People. And before we introduce her, let me just say I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, and I'm just so looking forward to today's Meet the People of MCB. This guest that we have today, a very exciting guest. Love talking with her, visiting with her. I know you, too, will as well.
Hard to keep up with this lady. Sure is. Miss Jesuita Tabor. Hey there, Jesuita.
Good morning. Welcome, family. And thank you for the introduction.
Well, you're sure welcome. You know, you've been around about as long as I have, I guess, as far as number of years. But when did you become a member of MCB? Do you remember?
It was the year 2000, so it's been, about 21 years.
21 years.
Marie Kelly, some people might remember Marie Kelly.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
She was president of the Tower Club, and she had called me one day and asked me to come and join, and I brought my little entourage with me, three or four people from my church. And at that time, we were meeting on West Florissant at a church. It was a Minister Young who was gracious enough to let the Tower meet there, and they met there for years. And then Marie had asked me, would I think about becoming president? And I said yes. So I was so glad that she had asked me not to become president, but just to join, because I was not aware of the different affiliates or MCB until she introduced me MCB.
MCB is a well-kept secret to a lot of visually impaired right. people around the state. So let's go back. How long have you been blind? And you're totally blind, correct?
I'm total.
Yeah.
No light perception. My optical nerves are severed in both eyes. I lost my sight in 1986. Yes, sir.
Goodness. And how did you lose your sight?
I was living in Los Angeles. After I graduated from college, I moved to St. Louis and got married. And I moved to Los Angeles. My husband relocated there. He went into business with his cousin in Los Angeles. So I moved to Los Angeles, and my marriage went bad. So I was getting a divorce, and I thought my husband and I were still friends. And I was meeting with him one Friday night to discuss some business, and he shot me in my right temple.
Oh, wow.
At that time, I went blind instantly, like within 5 minutes. And before then, I had 20/20 vision. So it has been an adjustment, but thanks be to God, I'm here, and I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And thanks to MCB and the different affiliates and the different people I met, and one being you, Denny, and you, Chip, I was able to make it with the help of God.
Amen. Well, that's good. Good testimony.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Yes.
Chip, questions?
Yeah, just we did before we started the interview. We know that you served as president of the Tower Club. You're currently the MCB convention coordinator. You've been the board rep and legislative representative for Tower and so many other positions that you've held. And you know, by the way, too, I'm just so thankful that Marie Kelly brought you into Tower, and now you're really, there's nobody probably in MCB that doesn't know Jesuita Tabor.
Oh, my. That's good.
Yeah, it is good. It is real good. And you serve on the building committee with Charles, your husband.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So what has it been like as you've been able to kind of grow into the organization, learn more about the organization? Kind of give us some of your thoughts about what you've learned in your journey along the way, you know, how it's been for you, you know, in your travels and just the different things that you've learned about MCB.
Well, when I first was introduced to the Tower Club, and I was just amazed at the people, because I came from a sighted world to unsighted in a matter of minutes. So I had no idea. But once I entered the Tower Club and started seeing the people and how they were, I was just amazed at how the people were so independent and able to do things. And one of the first things I learned was it really is a blessing to network with people that are in the same situation as you. I learned so much, just daily living skills, little tips of how to do different things, to cook, to sew. And I went to Rehab Institute in Kansas City when I went blind because I came back to Missouri. But people actually telling you little tips of how to do things, that was such a blessing to me because it really helped me. And then as I wanted to always be the legislature representative when I first went to the Tower Club, I thought that was just, by me being raised and born, I'm kind of all over the place, in Jefferson City, and to get a chance to go to the Capitol, where my father had worked for 40 years, was just deja vu for me.
So what did your dad do at the Capitol?
He was a mail clerk for 40 years.
Oh, wow, down in the mail room, down there in the mm-hmm. in the basement there? Oh, yeah, I know.
Yes, sir. And I have an uncle that worked there for 52 years. All my family had worked for the state, except my mother. She was a school teacher. But my grandparents and so many friends, all my friends worked for the state. I'm kind of getting off, but yes.
No, that's okay.
I worked for the state when I was 16.
Did you really?
Yes, they had a program up there when you were in high school in the summertime that you could work at a building called the Jefferson Buildings. I don't know if y'all remember that building. But it was a building up there called the Jefferson Building, and we were actually file clerks before the computer was popular. I'm back in the, 60s now.
Yeah.
And we used to file, do filing for the state.
Yeah.
But anyway, so when I became legislature representative, that was such a blessing to me. It was just like taking me back in time, and I just loved that. Then I became president, and when I was president, and sometimes you have to wear many hats, as you know. Mm-hmm. So at one time I was president, treasurer, board rep. When I became a board rep, this was just so awesome to me. And I tell anyone now, I thank God for Missouri Council of the Blind, because what I saw was an opportunity given to our people that normally they might not would get in the public.
Now you and Charles,
sitting on a board.
Yeah, you and Charles have been building chair. I guess you're right there with him. You know much about the building.
I'm just
secretary. You helped support him. How long have you? I know when I became president in 2008, you were the building chair's then. So how long does that go back to?
I don't remember the year, but I'm going to try to make you gentlemen remember it. Do you remember when we had a convention in St. Charles?
Yes.
At that Holiday Inn?
Right. Yes.
That's when it happened. Phyllis was president.
Okay, that was 2008.
Okay.
That's so the year that I became president, yeah.
Okay, so right before you came in,
uh-huh.
she had asked Charles to become a building chairperson. Tom Armstrong had resigned.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, you also, not just involved in MCB, but you are the president of the service club. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And that's a blessing also, just to be able to help people and give financial assistance.
Right.
It's just, I love to bless people. I just love to do that.
Yeah.
And God has put me in a position to be able to do it. So I'm just grateful. I am so grateful.
Now, we mentioned Charles, just to say here that Charles Johnson is your husband, and he's
sometimes.
sometimes. He's quite a singer too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
I met Charles in church.
Did you?
And he was of course singing gospel, and he was my Luther Vandross. After that, it was on.
I know he loves to sing the song "Rise Again."
You know that song. He got another one now. He loves Denny. They request all the time. Through It All.
All through. Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's a great song. Song too. Yeah. Yeah.
Good
he
song.
Sung it twice Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Chip. I didn't mean to take over again. Go ahead.
Well, that's just the way you are. So, Jesuita, is there anything also about MCB that just really, I know you really, and you've done a fabulous job as convention coordinator. Is there anything else that has, you know, attracted you to MCB that you really just enjoy doing besides being convention coordinator?
I just enjoy meeting the people and being around the people. I learn something every time, and I just want to tell the audience, whoever's listening, I just want to tell the members of MCB, I call them the family now, if you notice, because you are my family, and each and every one of you are my hero. And I just thank God for you, because, like I said, I came from the sighted world to unsighted, and I didn't know what to do, when to do, or how to do it. And because of different ones, now I know, and I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So I just want to say a special thanks to everybody that I have come in contact with.
You bet. Is there anything that you see in the future that you would like to see MCB get involved in? Maybe they're not quite there yet, but hopefully, maybe there's something, a direction that, some program or something that you would like to see MCB get involved in.
Well, I would like to see us get younger members. This is what I'm trying for the service of. And we've been a little successful lately. We've gotten about maybe 10 more members in their 30s and 40s. And I think I'm going to steer and make sure they're members of MCB. About three or four of them. Or another lady just signed up with MCB. So I'm going to do my part to get them over part of MCB too, because we're all members of one body, as the Bible says. and we're all in need of one another.
Yeah.
So I just think for the future, a special thanks to you and Chip Denny for your legislature. I think we need to probably be more involved in legislature. What's going on up in Jefferson City, because things are changing so fast.
Yeah, we have to keep on the ball and keep on top of it. Sure do. Yeah.
And both of you are doing a great job, but I know it is a job, and I know it's very challenging.
Yeah, and especially during this pandemic this past year. And so hopefully next year during the legislative session that we'll be able to get back to meeting in person with our legislators. And so we're really looking forward to that. But it has been a challenge since the breakout of the pandemic. And so we do the best we can, and hopefully more people will get more involved in the legislative programs that we're involved in, because it certainly is going to, take all of us, as you said, Jesuita, to make these kind of things happen.
And I've been fortunate because of the representatives in my district, Steve Roberts and different ones, they were meeting here at the Y before the pandemic started once a month, and I would go to the meetings. And that was a good way to really get to know your people, your representatives and senators. And that has been a blessing to me. I think they're going to start back, because I did receive something from him in the mail.
Yeah, well, good. I know, too, you mentioned all these different kind of things that you're involved in. What kind of things does Jesuita Tabor really enjoy doing? You mentioned, your church. I know that means a great deal to you. You know, I know you're involved with the St. Louis Service Club, with the Missouri Council of the Blind. What kind of other things does Jesuita Tabor really like doing when she has a little bit of time left to herself?
I really enjoy reading Braille, and I enjoy walking, and I enjoy conversing with different people and meeting new people, and I really enjoy, Charles and I both enjoy helping people.
Is there anything about Jesuita Tabor that maybe not very many people know about that you'd like to share with us? We always like to ask that question. That's kind of how we got started with Meet the People, and Denny can tell you more about that. But, you know, we want people to know, you know, as we do these Meet the People of MCB, maybe share something about yourself that really not very many people know about.
Well, most people, I started teaching school. Well, in my family, there's 12 of us, and we all taught school, including my mother. And I have 10 cousins left. So I still do a little tutoring sometimes with different kids in the neighborhood. That's one of the things I do. And I love going up to the school for the blind. And we have a little, and we do a lot of help with them, helping them in any way they need.
I
love to read. Hmm?
Yeah, you were also involved with Mind's Eye Radio, weren't you, on the board?
Yes, sir.
There?
I never was on the board.
Okay.
But I just love helping Mind's Eye and Jason, and they do a great work, too.
They really do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I want to ask you more about the convention coordinator. I forget what year you became convention coordinator. When Elton Cox his health prevented him from continuing on, you were appointed as coordinator. And what does that involve, actually? It's a title, convention coordinator, but a lot of people really don't know what a convention coordinator does. So tell us what you do.
Well, what I do is I contact different hotels, and we have what we call an RFP. And that's a form that the hotels need to see. And what it does is have statistics on it of what we need, how many rooms we need, how many meeting rooms we need, and on and on. So I talk with the different hotels, see who can meet our needs, because we do have special needs. And then we visit the hotels, and we'll get up what they call a proposal. And usually on this proposal, it'll have a food and beverage amount. How many rooms are on there, just to give you know, the cost of the room per night and different things. Then they'll send the proposal to the office. Do not sign contracts, because that's not my job. But anyway, and they'll send a proposal to the office. Then I'll bring the proposals. I try to get more than one to the membership at the conventions and present the proposals at that time. And then the membership will vote on where they want to go.
And don't you visit these hotels also?
Yes,
I
do.
Yeah, and just check them out and make sure they're up to par?
Right, and we go visit them. The problem with this is, although we're going to have to start visiting more.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get a contract or a proposal maybe 3 years out. Right now we're working on 2024 and 2025. So we visit the hotels already, but by the time we get to the hotel in 2024, it could be some changes.
Yeah, things have changed, yeah.
Things are changing pretty fast. So what we're going to start doing, and with the help of the convention committee, which, Denny, you and Chip are on, I'll have more help in doing this, because we're really going to have to start visiting more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, just to take it even a little deeper, you go beyond just getting the contracts for the hotel, but you even go even further than that, where you even plan out the banquet, you know, and you work with the host
affiliate.
Yeah. So, you know, I was going to suggest, Jesuita, that, and I've always thought this, you know, was a good idea, where, you put together something in writing, all that you do as convention coordinator, so that the next person that comes along, as the MCB convention coordinator, will understand exactly what you've been doing and learn from what you've been doing, the success that you've enjoyed. So I don't know if you've thought about that, maybe putting something together, when Denny asked you, you know, what does a convention coordinator actually do, that you would have all that down in writing so that you'll be able to pass along what you've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good idea. Almost like a job description.
Yes, exactly.
So I will start working on that, because thanks. Well, when I never forget the day Denny called me and asked me to become convention coordinator. But Denny, you know who else I was under besides Elder Jerry Annunzio?
Jerry, yes, I was thinking about him. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was Jerry Annunzio, and so Jerry was great.
He highly recommended you as a coordinator, actually. So.
Oh, okay, but Jerry was just wonderful, you know.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Very knowledgeable.
Yeah, well, he did convention coordinator, I think, for ACB for a few years, too. So.
Yeah, he worked when I first met Jerry. He was with ACB.
Right. He was very experienced.
And he was really like Mitch's right hand. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm glad we're doing these Meet the People while people are still around. I would have loved to have done, you know, this with Jerry and Mike Keller and
so many
wish we would have done. So I'm glad we got you, Jesuita.
Thank you.
We have been talking to Jesuita Tabor, who's a longtime and very dedicated member of MCB. And Chip, did you have any other questions for Jesuita?
No, I just, you know, again, I just love this lady.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just such a sweet, darling lady. And like I said, I don't care what position that she has taken on. She takes it very seriously. As you said, Denny, she's very dedicated, very committed. And she's just enjoyed such great success no matter what she's done. And so we thank her so much for being our guest today.
You bet. Jesuita, anything you want to say in closing?
I just want to say if anyone had a trauma like I did, my motto is do not let your past dictate your future.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
And I just want to tell everybody I love you. If I ever do anything to offend you, charge it to my mind, not my heart. I love you.
That's good philosophy. Sure is. So, all right. Well, thank you, folks, for listening to Meet the People of MCB. If you have someone you would like for us to sit down and talk to, give me a call at 636-428-1500, or you can call Chip Haley at
417-540-9703.
Until the next time, God bless you all, and thanks for listening to Meet the People of MCB, and listen the next time you may hear yourself on here. Thank you all, and
bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you.